Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the missing chapter. Up to now we've talked about the first six chapters of Yeshayahu, which have been dealing with Yeshayahu, the prophet talking to the king Uzziah and the generation of Uzziah and the troubles they were facing with complacency because of the opulence of society. We now are moving on into Perek Zion, but Perek Zion starts with Ahaz. Ahaz is the grandson of Uzziah, which means to say that there's a missing chapter. There's a missing chapter of Yotam, who comes in between Uzziah and Ahaz. So let's spend it today just focusing on the missing person, which is Yotam. So just to appreciate what's going on in the background. In the north, we're having a terrible, at the end of the Uzziah's days, we're facing a terrible civil war. King after king is being killed. What's happened is we're witnessing the destruction. It's almost inward spiraling of the northern kingdom, where the kings, it seems, if you're watching the names and the numbers very carefully, you'll see that it is a Menashe versus Ephraim experience over here, where the east bank of the Jordan is fighting the west bank of the Jordan for power, political power in this in the region. And at this point in time, when Yotam comes into power, Pekach, the son of Remaliah, who had just killed Menachem, and this was the period where we felt it was terribly tragic. It was one after the next being killed. And that's a sign of the political instability of the time. And there's this inner war between the east and the west in the northern kingdom. In the meantime, in the south, actually following Yehuda, which is where Yeshayahu was focusing, there's actually a lot more stability. It's fascinating that when we look into Tanakh, to this period, the period of Yotam, we're told very, very little. In Perek Tesvav, in the 15th Perek of Melachim Beis, we focused on how the Tanakh tells us that when Uzziah HaMelech got leprosy, he got tzaras, his son Yotam, the son of the king, took over his house while Uzziah stayed in his Beis HaChofshis, where he was in this free house, meaning to say he was free of the rulership, or whether it was because he was living in the graveyard because of his state of leprosy. Nonetheless, Yotam takes over, and we know that he rules for 16 years, as Tanakh tells us. In fact, Tanakh emphasizes that Yotam did everything which was good in the eyes of Hashem. He did not remove the bamos, the personal altars, but he built the Shar Beis Hashem. He built this, new gate structure. As we move to Divrei Hayamim on the same area, which is Perek Chof Zayin in Divrei Hayamim Beis, we're also told about Yotam. We're told that he conquers further territory, expanding Uzziah's reach. He brings about the submission of the king of Ammon. They become taxpayers. It sounds like Yotam is successful. The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis tells us very clearly, "Vayischazek Yotam." Yotam becomes very strong, ki echin derachov lifnei Hashem elokov, because he prepared his ways in front of Hashem. Yotam is a very righteous king. He is a king we don't hear mentioned here. Now, if we wanted to deepen this a little bit, Rashi in Divrei Hayamim Beis says that every single king that came before and after Yotam had some problem, had some chet. Here's what the Rashi says, and to quote, David rak b'Uriah Achiti. David sinned with Uriah Achiti, killing Uriah for his wife. Shlomo nashav hitu asai. When it came to Shlomo, his wives took him to the wrong track. Rechavam azayis taras Hashem. Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, left the Torah of Hashem. Avia vayelach b'chol chatas aviv, went to the same sins as his father. Asa hoitzi kesev azav me'otzos beis Hashem. He took the money out of the coffers of Hashem. Yehoshaphat nischaber lo rasha. Yehoshaphat joined with Achav. Yehoram horages Achiv. Yehoram killed all his brothers. That was Ataliah's husband. Achaziah imo yoatzar l'harshia. Achaziah was influenced by his mother. Yoash horag Zachariah. In his days, Zachariah the priest was killed. V'naase kodesh. Amatzia hishtachav al psilei Seir. Amatzia was bowing down to the gods of Seir. Uzziah nichnas lahecha lahaktir. Uzziah went into the temple to bring Ketores, and he became leprous. Achaz halach b'darchei melech Yisrael. Achaz went to the ways of the northern kingdom, and he made idols to the Baalim. Chizkiah gova liba. Chizkiah became arrogant. And did a few things which the Chachamim did not agree with. Menashe did all the terrible things. Yoshio didn't listen to the Nevuah not to go into battle in Megiddo. Tzidkiah did not listen to Yirmiyahu. And the Midrash ends, as Rashi quotes, aval Yosam lo nimsa boy shum dofi. There was no problem with Yosam. That's remarkable That's why it's so silent. That's why Tanakh spends so little time on him. In fact, the Gemara in Sukkah on Memhei Amabei says, Chizkiah says in the name of Rabbi Yomio, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said the following, Yochol ani liftores kol ha'olam kula min adin, miyom shenivreisi ad ata. I have the capacity or the credit to be able to acquit the world from all its sins from the time it was created till now. V'ilmole el-ozar b'ni imi, miyom shenivra ha'olam ad achshav. And if it weren't for my son, who would also give me the credit to be able to acquit the world for its sins, v'ilmole yosam ben uziyah u'imonu miyom shenivra ha'olam ad sofai. And if it weren't for Yotam, then we'd be able to go till the end of creation, because that's how good he was. What was his tzidkus? Why was he so righteous? Rashi explains on Maseches Sukkah there on Daf Hamem Heo Beis, is because, quoting the pasuk in Malachi, Ben Yechabed Av, he honored his father. When his father had Saras, he did not become the king, he was the Shofet. He simply administered the rule and was in charge of the judicial system. Meaning to say that he never himself took the crown and took the glory and took all the things that he thought he deserved. In fact, if you look at the 16 years, it's very hard to work out where the 16 years of Yotam are, because most of them are actually overlapping with his father. That means to say that he was doing all the right things, but he was doing them without the glory, without anything that he could, the accolades that people so search for today when it comes to leadership and power. That's the beauty of what Yotam was. And it is interesting that in Sefer Yeshayahu, even though he talks about living in the reign of four kings, in the reign of Uzziah, Yotam, Ahaz, and Chizkiyahu, we don't see a chapter about Yotam. We move from Vav with Uzziah to Zion with Ahaz, and nothing about Uzziah, because Yeshayahu went back to the Beis Medrash because things were all right. Despite the turmoil and the storm in the north, everything was fine in the south. And that's a beautiful thing to appreciate, because we see so much difficulty, so much anger, so many problems. Let's appreciate the silence between chapter 6 and chapter 7. In the meantime, we'll move on tomorrow in the meantime to meet Ahaz, the son of Yotam. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.